That's one small step for man, one giant leap for Tailgate Talks. No, that's not how it goes. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. I am at Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. As you can see, there's a space shuttle behind me, and it's glorious. Sitting on the back of a giant 747. You saw the big Falcon 9 rocket sitting over there. Pretty neat, pretty neat. July 20th, 1969 is when those words were spoken, when old Neil Armstrong jumps off the moon lander. Wasn't one of these space shuttles, but it was one of the Apollo, I think it was the Apollo, one of the moon lander craft. Jumps off, puts his feet on the moon, and says those famous words, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." The space program going where no man has gone before. Pretty neat idea. I would say it probably takes a lot of courage to get out of an aircraft and walk on the moon. And you gotta dig deep when you do something nobody else has ever done before. And I just find myself asking the question, where do you get courage like that? The truth of the matter is, we all face things in our life that we need courage for. We all face moments in our life where we gotta dig deep and find some courage to make some decisions or step into something that we've maybe never walked in before. In Psalm 27, verse 14, the psalmist wrote to wait for the Lord and we would find some strength and courage. To wait for the Lord. Now that doesn't make a lot of sense in our minds. For a lot of us, we would think you need to take action to get courage. You need to do something to get courage. You need to jump through some hoops, or you need to work out, or you need to exercise. You need to do something to get courage. And yet the psalmist would say in the very word of God to wait for the Lord. Why? Because that's where our strength comes from. That's where our courage comes from, to wait for the Lord. So we're going to get out of here before they put us on a spaceship or something. I mean, I know that's not going to happen, but anyway, it's a pretty neat place. If you're ever in Houston, you ought to swing by. Check out the Johnson Space Center. Hey, thanks for joining me today. You never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate, especially right now because we are continuing our tour of the great state of Texas, and I cannot wait to show you where we're going to be next. So join us next week as we continue this tour of Texas on our Texas Tailgate Talk Tour for 2023. I love you, and until next time, have a great week.